Now listen to a conversation between two students talking about a problem at the dormitory.
Carrie, how come I always see you eating in the cafeteria lately? Didn't you tell me you had a kitchen in your dorm and you were going to start cooking?
Uh-huh, and I was going to start cooking my own meals there.
So you changed your mind?
It's not that. The kitchen's just always a mess. It's filthy. Dirty dishes everywhere, the trash is overflowing. Nobody ever cleans up, so it's gotten really disgusting.
We had that problem in my dorm last year. We ended up making a schedule. Maybe you should try something like that.
What do you mean a schedule?
Well, people had to sign up to use the kitchen. Then whoever used it that day was responsible for cleaning it up.
So, you mean if the kitchen's a mess on Tuesday, you just check and see who used it on Monday? Track them down and make them clean up the mess?
Uh-huh. Kind of works, as long as people sign up like they're supposed to.
Well, I was wondering if we could just pay to have someone clean the place, maybe once a week or something. If everyone chipped in a few dollars, we could hire someone to clean the whole kitchen area.
Ah, that'd be great if you could find someone. You mean like a student or something?
Yeah, as long as it's not too expensive.
You should check out the bulletin board in the student center. I've seen notes from students looking for different jobs, even cleaning jobs.
Good idea. And I'll see what the other people in my dorm want to do.
Well, good luck. I hope it works out.
Briefly summarize the problem the speakers are discussing. Then state which of the two solutions from the conversation you would recommend. Explain the reasons for your recommendation.